in Ireland. Welcome to Migrants in Ireland, the show where you will hear stories of people who moved into Ireland recently or a long time ago. The stories of migrants, their story of migration, but also their stories of their experiences here in this country. We will start with an American couple. They are, well, American-French couple. They are Wade and Celine Lynch. They moved to Ireland a few years ago, 3 or 4 years ago, and I had an interview with them here to share their experiences.
Wade, you are American?
Yes. Guilty as charged.
And Celine, you are from France.
I'm from France, yes. Paris.
And you're married?
We're married almost 20 years. It'll be 20 years in June, right?
20 years in June, yeah.
Very good, congratulations.
Well, she's the one who needs to congratulate. She's put up with me for 20 years.
So when did you arrive in Ireland?
I've been here for about 3 years now. It'll be March, it was 3 years. Mm-hmm. So we had lived in Paris for the previous 8 years before relocating to Cork, to Ireland, actually.
And where do you live in Ireland?
I'm in Ballincollig, about 50 minutes outside Cork City.
Yeah. Makes a big difference from Paris, Celine.
Oh, it does. It does.
The museums aren't the same.
No, it does. I mean, it's different culture, definitely different culture, but... I really like it here. It's a lot more laid back and love the people over here. Really warm and I really like that. I mean, Parisians tend to be sometimes a little straightforward and cranky. Seem to be.
It's like any metropolitan city,
Yeah. But, I love Paris, of course. I mean, architectures and the history of it is great. But I really love Ireland. I'm really happy over here.
Okay.
Yeah, it's been great.
And you have a daughter. She's 17.
We actually have two daughters. Oldest, Emily, is in Buenos Aires at the moment.
Wow. Okay.
She's off on a sabbatical she took from university. Obviously, she speaks English and French. And she had 4 years of Spanish in school. She's out there to improve her Spanish skills so she can be trilingual. And our youngest daughter, Alexandra, lives here with us in Cork.
Yeah. And was it difficult for her to adapt to? The Irish lifestyle?
I don't think so, because I'd moved over originally myself from France and spent some time looking for work and checking out the scene, the music scene and stuff. And then Alex joined me afterwards. So it was Alex and I for about a year and a half, traveling back and forth to visit Paris, and Celine coming over here as well. Celine had such a really good job in France that wasn't really practical for her to give up at the moment. The timing wasn't right. And Alex, when she moved over, she took to it very, very quickly, Cork. She started playing camogie down to GAA.
Wow.
She made a lot of good friends, and she's so happy here. And I've seen a huge growth in her personality and herself blossoming as well as an artist and an aspiring musician as well.
She has her dad to thank for that.
Well, I mean, you can only suggest, right? I mean, it's certainly nice to have a child of yours interested in what you're interested in and not have to push them, right? Yeah. That they're generally
and I guess
interested.
Music in Ireland, especially Cork, it's a fantastic
big.
Place.
It's great. It's great. Now, I mean, Paris has its benefits, of course, culturally, but the music is such a huge part of the soul of this country that there's no comparison in that way. So in a lot of ways, I look at this country as a much richer country in that aspect as far as music goes than France.
Yeah. Did you come here for the music, actually?
I actually came for a job, right, for a straight job. As we refer to my slave, right? But because I'm bilingual, English was not a huge advantage in France in the IT domain, because a lot of people speak English at a very competent level in France, so it wasn't an advantage. So I figured, I needed to use my French skills.
Yeah.
And I lived in the UK when I was a young man for a few years. My grandfather was actually born here in Ireland. He was born in Galway. So I'd never been to Ireland, and I literally took 2,000 euros out of the bank, said to Celine, I'm going to go to Ireland and find a job. I'll see you when I see you. And,
that was tough.
Yeah, and it took me about 6 months to find something because of my my history and my CV. It was bilingual and stuff. There was a lot of bilingual jobs, but they were either way below what I was used to or for the most part, I was overqualified for jobs. So it was very difficult.
I know the feeling, actually.
You have to dumb it down a little bit, your CV.
Yeah, you know, I'm still thinking about children and yourself as well, because you've been traveling all over the world, obviously.
Yeah.
How do you feel? I feel like when I talk to my children, they are like, their dad is half Irish, half Welsh. I am Belgian. They live in Ireland. They don't feel like they belong anywhere. Do you have that feeling? Do you feel like a world citizen more than...
I do, in a way. I have a huge attachment, of course, myself to France, because my grandfather on my mother's side was born in France.
Okay.
And my grandfather on my father's side was born here in Ireland. So for me, it's great to be able to bounce back and forth easily between the two countries.
Mm-hmm.
But I have a huge attachment to France because my oldest daughter, Emily, was born there as well. My wife is French. I feel at home. I mean, I grew up outside New York City most of my life. But for me, Paris is home. And now that I'm here in Ireland, for me, it's been both a cultural and a musical homecoming since, as I mentioned, my grandfather was born here. So it's another page, another chapter in my life. And I certainly don't feel American. Let's put it that way. I spent close to half my life out of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
I think I do consider myself, like yourself, someone, a citizen of the world.
Yeah.
Rather than
I think that's a good way to put it. And it's a nice feeling, actually, to experience all the different cultures. I mean, for me, it was France first, obviously, because I'm French. Then we moved to the States, and that was completely different. I mean, it took me a while to adjust, you know, to everything. Then it was back to France, then now in Ireland. So, it's been really a great experience. And it's really rich, makes you, you know, you meet different people all throughout, you know, your life and different country, different cultures. And I think for the children, I mean, for our daughters, make them, you know, better person.
Well-rounded.
I mean, well-rounded.
I agree 100%. I mean, they're the ones that really benefited from our, my parents called us the gypsies, you know. Everybody in my family calls us the gypsies, because even when we lived in the United States, we lived in four different states in 3 years, wasn't it, or 4 years.
That's
so,
true,
you know, we've earned that title.
Yeah.
We wear it proudly.
Yeah, my son finds it that people always want to put him in some kind of category, though. So, like, he's studying now in Cambridge in England, and his rowing coach called him Paddy Camoon because he's doing archaeology and anthropology.
Right.
And he's from Ireland. He's not even Irish, he's Belgian, but they call him Paddy because they have to place him somewhere. It's amazing, though, isn't
it? Funny.
It's funny. Yeah. So, and you're planning to stay here for a good while?
I'm not going anywhere.
Yeah. You're not going anywhere.
I love it here.
Yeah,
we like it here. You know, I mean, I find it when I go back to Paris, and I do go back every so often, that I feel almost stressed when I'm in Paris. I mean, that's kind of the energy. I guess the energy is, it's great, but also a little more tense. The people are more tense. And
it's like a rat race.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, you feel the aggressivity. Like, over here, it's, like I said earlier, I mean, people are a lot more laid back.
People actually make eye contact.
They make
eye
contact.
You walk down the street and they say hello.
You cross paths with them. They'll make eye contact. Like you said, they'll say hello, have a good day. Yeah. Funny thing over here is like the weather. Discussion about the weather. It's always a talk about the weather. Have you noticed that?
Yeah.
It's like always comes in a conversation. Yeah. It's so funny.
I remember being shocked when people said, oh, it's a nice day, isn't it? When I looked around, and it's cloudy, gray, and miserable. That's what I thought. But it doesn't rain, so they think it's fantastic.
Right, exactly.
No.
Another great thing about Cork is how close it is to Paris.
Yeah.
I mean, you're
on
a flight, you're there in an hour and 20 minutes. So, I mean, that's the great thing about being located in Cork specifically, but in Ireland, it is so close to the continent.
It is easy.
And that's good. I guess that makes me feel, you know, comfortable to be away from the family, but yet close enough.
You know?
I know we're far away from Wade's family, and we
went
back.
You're actually faster in Paris than you would be in Dublin.
Oh, yeah.
From here.
Oh, yeah,
that's
for
right.
sure.
Yeah,
when you think about it, it's
true. If you drive Dublin, it's about 2.5, 3 hours.
And cheaper as well sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much.
Oh, thank you.
Wish
you
all the success. Your music is, I just listened to it. I really love it.
Oh,
so,
thanks very much.
Yeah, I'll have to come to your next gig.
Please do.
Oh, yeah,
some
yeah, that'd be great.
Thanks a million.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
So that was Wade and Céline Lynch, who are living here in Ballincollig in County Cork. And Wade is from America and Celine is from France, but they've been together for a very long time, both in the United States and in France. So next time I will have an interview ready with Julian Vabeck from South Africa, and we have a lot of people lined up. So if you want to hear the stories of people who moved into Ireland, please do tune in and subscribe to my podcast here on iTunes. The music that you hear at the start and the end of the program is from Les Azos. It's you can find it on freemusicarchive.org. That's it for today. Thank you very much for listening.